This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of those mornings.
No.
Yeah.
No, Chris, don't have one of those.
I know, and it's Friday.
I'm having the exact opposite of one of those mornings, but that's because my cousin and I went home yesterday after the show and just... Now it sounds like we slept in the same bed together, but like we just slept.
Oh, that like, sounds amazing. I want that right now.
Dude, just so much stuff going on this week. My head was swimming while I was driving home. I was like, this is not okay.
It's been an action-packed week.
It really has. Stacey, anything weird happened to you this morning?
No, it was just yesterday morning. I forgot to tell you guys yesterday. It was a bit of a crazy day yesterday.
And?
I left the apartment and outside my front door... Not my front, the building's front door, was a pair of shoes.
Oh.
And a scratched up pair of glasses on either side of the entrance, just sitting there. They're still there, by the way.
Were they from the New York City shop?
I took a picture and I was like, oh, these must have come from the same place. Because they're all scratched up.
Guys.
What?
You guys.
What?
So 3 days have passed and I was officially able to make a claim.
Oh, yeah.
On those glasses.
How'd that go?
I
got probably the best email that they have ever sent.
Yes. Ooh. Really? Better than describe?
Yes. Better than
prescription?
These need to be cleaned with soup and water. The email starts with the word a-hole.
What?
In all caps. To me.
What?
To
oh
me. For
God.
Filing a claim.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious. We're going to do a reading of that, Chris.
Oh,
get your dramatic
I'm
voice
ready
on.
For this.
Oh, my God. Also, something weird happened yesterday at night, and I couldn't even be mad about it. I couldn't even be mad at him, even though it's like my least favorite thing in the entire world to ever happen, ever.
Wow.
It was one of the JSAF questions, too, this week or last week. What does Jordan hate the most? Well, it happened. And I couldn't get mad about it. I'll tell you after the Lumineers.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
You guys. My cousin is here.
Hello.
Cousin Michelle. She's been here since... for a couple days.
Yeah.
Been on the show many times.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Hi,
guys.
Michelle.
Cousin Michelle.
Cousin Michelle lives in Ventura. Flies out here, leaves her family once every couple months to spend a week sitting on the couch watching TV with me.
As many times as I can in a short period of time.
Because being a mother, being
you don't
a parent.
Get that.
Right.
Oh, sounds amazing. Just, I don't have kids and I want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to run away.
It's nice.
Dude, this one time she looked up how much an apartment, a two-bedroom apartment in my building cost. She's just like, I don't know if I can go back.
Yeah.
And not in any way, shape, or form that she's a bad mother at all. She's a great mother. Her kids are great. It's just, I don't understand. Like, woo! Stressful job.
I did look up childcare costs, so I was going to bring them with me, just so anybody...
Wait, we picked one of the two.
Yes, we did. Yeah,
we picked one. We won't say which one. I'll tell that child on her deathbed which one was the one that mommy liked the most.
Yeah.
I like that you said that because I have two children and one of them is a boy. So I think you just told me.
Oh,
which
no.
One.
No, I said them.
Oh.
I said them. I always say them. It's proper in 2019 to say them. To not assume the gender.
Them and they.
That's right.
True.
So I have been to mediation with my apartment complex, not the one that I live in now, but in the past, I've gone to mediation to resolve issues that I've had with neighbors.
Oh, man.
Right. So this is why, for the past 10 years, I tried as hard as humanly possible not to live in an apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the sound that comes from other people. For some strange reason... People who live in a tiny little space is the same as you think that they can have like a $10,000 sound system and just play their little one bedroom apartment like it's, I don't know, a mansion in Mission Hills. Always inappropriate. Not only that, the sound waves that a subwoofer makes.
They're deep.
No.
They penetrate.
Right. I don't care how low
who
it is.
Who has a sub in an apartment building?
Right. I don't know how many. I told the lady that I would stick her Louboutin up her you-know-what. at about 3 o'clock in the morning because of that.
It was going on. She was doing it. At
yes. Yes. But people think that if you have your subwoofer like low, like it's only really going like boom, 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 that for some strange reason, it doesn't travel through the wood and vibrate the wood and can come out in other people's apartments. Sometimes it's louder. Sometimes it's louder. Take your phone, play.
Your walls are just vibrating.
Well, the place that I live right now, there's a bunch of old people. It's me and old people up on my floor.
It's not a senior living place?
It's not, but it might as well be, and I've always wanted to live. At 22,
That'd
I wanted to
great.
Live in a senior apartment complex mm-hmm. with just old people that can't hear because they're
I'd
so
love it.
Quiet.
I would love that.
Dream. But you have to be a certain age. At least I tried in Seattle, and it was had to be a certain age. Well, yesterday, my cousin and I are sitting there watching this documentary on HBO. Then all of a sudden, I just hear this. Boom, 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 boom.
Shaking
boom,
the
boom,
walls.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
At least it was a good beat.
It was a good beat. It was.
Really? Because that pissed me off. I don't
well,
care.
I mean, yeah, I but... Care.
Sometimes that is a car 30 stories down.
Which is what I thought it was.
Right. That feels the need to play their music so
also
loud.
True. Right. I have that a lot in my neighborhood.
Right. So, and this never happens where I live. Like, it very rarely is there a loud, like, bassy sound. I have the penthouse above me, but those people, like, are never there.
Oh.
You know? So,
can I house it?
Yes. Yes, you absolutely. You could have climbed through the hole, the gaping hole. We could have just taken that place over. So, yeah. So, yesterday, it goes on for what I would consider too long to be a car. You know,
mm-hmm. sure,
downstairs. So I go over to my wall, and it's literally vibrating. Ba-boom, ba-boom, boom, ba-boom. Ba-boom, ba-boom, boom, ba-boom. And I'm pissed.
She is cursing it and everything.
It's 9:30 p.m. It's 9:30 p.m.
It's basically dark at that point. It's dark time.
It's almost basically dark. And it's, what was yesterday, Thursday? Thursday. 9:30 at night, and like all of a sudden someone's having a party with a subwoofer, right? So I put my ear up against the wall to find out where it's coming from. Is it coming from the people upstairs? Is it a penthouse party? Or is it my really old neighbors across the hall where we share one wall, right? Because you can't really tell with subwoofers. It sounds like it's coming outside. So I put my ear up against the wall. And I'm pissed. I've like got the police. I'm ready to call the police. I've got like a dagger. I've got like a gun that shoots gold bullets. I've got garlic wrapped around me. I'm like, I'm going to.
You're ready to
your
go.
Your pitchfork.
Don't play a subwoofer in an apartment complex. No one wants to hear other music. So I put my ear up against the wall. Son of a gun, you guys. They were that. Bum, 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 bum. Was the new Taylor Swift song.
Yep. Shut up.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. While I'm wearing a Taylor Swift shirt, obviously we know how much I love Taylor Swift, my ear is up against the wall, and it's that new song, You Better Calm, you Need to Calm Down.
Mm-hmm.
And which you calm. Need to calm down.
I guess. But I'm sitting there listening to it, and I was like, oh my God, I cannot go to whoever this is and complain and be like, turn that bleep down, when I'm wearing a Taylor Swift shirt.
Just change your shirt before you go, okay.
But I love the music. So then I go out to the hallway. I find out it is actually my neighbors next door. And they're singing along. These people are in their 50s or 60s.
Please don't tell me this is going to turn into like a Disney movie and you guys are like best friends now.
That's what I was hoping for. I told her to go out into the hallway and start singing along too. And then we could have like a Taylor Swift sing-along in the hallway. And she said no.
Yeah, no, I was embarrassed.
Good.
Well,
good.
The only reason that I said no is because I didn't have a bra on and you know I wasn't going to put that back on.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Okay, wow. There was almost a fight. I'm always scared to push the buttons to turn the microphones on when you guys aren't looking at me with your damn mouths shut. Because God only knows what could come out right there. And then I get let go because of your mouth. Looking at you, Stacey.
Stacey's got a big,
if anyone's getting fired, it's going to be my mouth. My mouth.
God, my mouth. So, yesterday just felt odd. You know, we had all been going for so long, do so many things that I was surprised when I heard that your heart melted.
You
have emotions.
Both.
Like, what are?
I was not aware of that until last night.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not know I had these feelings inside of me.
What?
Until I watched this. Until I watched it.
You have feelings?
Right.
I'm just as shocked
you felt
as you are. I know.
Your heart poured out? Your tear ducts?
Produced liquids, dude.
Oh, my.
We do stories on very sad things, and you're like, well, learned your lesson. You know? Anytime I'm being emotional about anything, you're like, toughen up, dude. What is this? Why are you being such a weenie? And now we know.
That's exactly what
we know. There's plastic in your hot dog buns. Shouldn't have gone cheap. You know, like, no sympathy whatsoever, which is what I love about you, Stacey Moody. And it's also funny because you donate all your time to do all these selfless things.
Yeah.
Free time. So I don't know if that's penance or what for something, but.
Probably.
Right. So to just hear guilt. That you had an emotional breakdown.
Over what?
So I'm so angry and so sad and just so I don't know how to process all this.
Did the guy not text you back?
Well, yeah, obviously, but
that doesn't hurt anymore for her. I can tell.
Yeah, I'm just numb to that.
Did liquid come out of your eyes?
A lot of it.
A lot?
Like sobbing like a baby.
Ugly crying. Oh.
I wonder what could do this. Actually, I know. I don't make everybody wait to find out for 3 minutes.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Last night, Stacey cried.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was more sad or more anger, but it was definitely a mix.
Was it a family thing?
Nope.
Was it a heartbreak thing?
No.
Was it a emotional rejection thing?
Nope.
Did some past life memory pop up and you're just like, whoa, that's crazy?
No. Okay. Nothing like...
Did you run out of bacon?
No. I will never run out of bacon.
Okay, what could it be?
Last night, I finished season 3 of Stranger Things.
And that made you cry?
You have no idea.
You weak little woman!
Christopher Columbus Robin down the hall. Dude.
What?
You cried at Adam Sandler. This is not fair.
This is why I'm bringing it right back to her. If she is going to give me slack for having an emotional feeling at an Adam Sandler concert with other people, I am going to give her the most abominable snowman of trove of hardship going her way for her feeling this over a television show.
I'm glad you're awake now, Chris.
Yeah,
you are very awake.
Happy to help.
Thank you for doing this before we did the whole hour of ska music. Stacey Moody. Okay, obviously we're going to do no spoilers.
No, I'm not going to tell you what happened other than
you bawled like a baby.
I did, and because that ending was crap.
Wait, you hated the ending so much? Or was it an actual emotional ending?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Because Stranger Things is all over the news. I'm really glad that somebody on this show watches it. I can't do like fantasy stuff.
I'm getting flashbacks and I have PTSD.
Are you feeling it again? Are you going to cry right here? Please cry!
The last 30 minutes of that season is ridiculous.
You're feeling it again. Your eyes are
I'm
swelling.
So pissed! So mad.
You're mad at what? The fact that they made you cry? At
both.
Whatever happened?
I'm mad that they made me feel emotion.
And at the
real mad about
direction
that.
Direction of the show?
And the direction of the show. Once I realized what was happening, I don't think I took a breath for 2 full minutes. And then,
you didn't
as
die.
It played out, I just lost it. I was mad. I like destroyed my whole living room. I broke some windows.
Okay, hold on. I can see this. I can see like a bull in a china shop. Yeah. You're just like, oh no, feelings. No feelings. Couch upside down. TV broken.
I was very much Oscar the Grouch, but like out of the can and just screaming and much like your subwoofer situation. The cops may have been called.
Oh, God.
Someone thought there was a murder. I don't know.
Because they never hear, your neighbors never hear emotion out of your apartment.
Right. No.
Ever.
Ever. No.
Ever.
No.
So you told me that you, would you called your mom? Your mom
no, okay.
called you?
So as I'm just distraught and like cleaning up the mess on my face of just like.
Did you take a selfie?
No.
Damn.
There's no evidence of this.
Oh, that's true.
So I answer the phone, I'm like, hello? And she's like, what is wrong? Oh, my God.
Sure.
Oh, my God. What's happening? What's happening?
A concerned mother.
And she's like, I'm like, I just finished watching Stranger Things. And she's like, what? She go, what? I was like, yeah, I know. The ending was so sad and so I'm so mad and blah, blah, blah. I'm like going on. And she's like, you watched the last season. I go, yeah, like that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, came out last week.
She goes, huh, I thought we were going to watch that together.
Oh. Wait, did you watch any of the other scenes together? I mean, the other seasons?
Yeah. We watched the first two. And with my brother. So I thought it was like a family thing, right? So I was like, okay, I don't know when the next time my brother's going to be in town. And honestly, I don't know when the next time I'm going to see my mom. So I have to finish. I have to
Your
watch
mom
it.
Lives in Peculiar, correct?
Yeah.
So it's what? How far of a drive?
It's like 30 minutes.
That 30 minutes. It's not like your mother lives in my situation all the way in the state of Maine. We watched Project Runway together. I'm like, mom, ready? Play. Boom. We watched Project Runway. Where do your parents live, Chris?
South Dakota.
Okay. So, all right. Come on. Mm-hmm. Yours lives
30 minutes.
Your mom lives 30 minutes away.
In my life, Peculiar might as well be South Dakota or Maine. I mean, it's forever away.
Your mommy lives 30 minutes away, dude.
It's an hour trip.
I'm driving 6 hours today to see my mother.
I don't even love my mother. Oops. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Oh, so anyway. It's a long drive, okay?
Yeah, but you cheated on your mother.
I did. I cheated on her. I'm sorry, Mom.
That's a cardinal rule you don't break.
It is. It's one of these new things. If you're watching something with your partner, and then they go ahead and watch an episode while, like, maybe you're the one that has to work.
Grounds for divorce.
Divorce. Okay. I can see that. Like, check box. Is it, did they cheat? No. Did they steal? No.
Nope.
Did they watch something on Netflix that you were supposed to watch together? I could see this.
Mm-hmm.
On the official divorce.
To be fair, okay, in my defense.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. We never officially decided.
Damn, you just gave me a drum roll, too. I could have used that right here. Hold on. Hold on. This is Beginner Radio 101.
Wow.
Hold on.
I'm going to hold on. Hey, I'm going to not finish this sentence while you do this. How about that?
You know what? It's a Friday. Okay.
Is it Friday?
Wait, you have a defense.
In my defense.
You cheated on your mother by watching Stranger Things.
Am I waiting?
Give it to us.
We did not officially decide that we were going to watch season 3 together.
If you watched season 1 and 2 together,
it's implied.
It was more of a, hey, Kelly's in town. And
who the hell's Kelly?
My brother.
Oh. Oh, nice.
Sorry. My brother's in town.
Okay.
And we're not going to do anything today because we're tired of going outside. Why don't we do something on Netflix? And then my brother was like, oh, I've never seen Stranger Things. And we're like, oh, neither is mom. And so we watched the first two seasons and that was that. It wasn't like, this is our thing now.
It is your thing. If you watch the first two seasons together and she lives 30 minutes away.
Look.
This is your mother.
Look.
Okay.
Guilt is an emotion that I feel constantly.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
I'm well aware of guilt.
Is that where all this
so
comes from?
So why do you have to pile that on to the crap that I had to deal with yesterday?
Chris gave me this thing with all these sounds, and now I'm like,
such a
just been waiting for it. Like, Stacey Moody, you're so funny.
Awesome.
Just in case our jokes don't go. Okay, I'm sorry. I kind of got a little bit of ADD right now. I just think that it's very wrong. It's very wrong. And you know what? Like, this could break up your family.
Oh, my God.
You know, you could have done the thing where you stepped on something that screwed up the space-time continuum for your family.
Oh, yeah, you probably did that. Your future generations are ruined.
Yeah.
Well, like now, I mean, that was that
now
was,
you're barren. Now you can't have kids. Now this like whole lineage can't go on because you cheated on your mother.
Let's be honest. I'm not barren. I'm going to give birth to a serial killer. That's my trajectory.
Look at that.
That is correct.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Well, that sucks. My bad.
Oops.
I'm running in and out of this studio, getting the music ready. Set in the system for our Ska Friday, which starts at 7 a.m.
If we had a show on Saturday, we could have called it Scotterday.
You don't think that? Okay. Were you ever into Ska? Okay, that answer's no. The answer's no.
I like Ska and the... I like... Yeah.
There's that, and then there's being in it.
I've never been in ska.
Okay. Okay. Like,
yeah. I've never hand painted black squares onto my drum set before.
How did you know I did that? How did you know that I did that?
I know a lot of things about you.
How
Jordan.
Did you know oh. that I did that? How did you know that I did that?
There's things that.
How did you know that she did that? Hold on. Like, hold on. No, that's like him pulling up an old memory from my childhood that I've never told anyone. How did you know that I did that?
I'm oh my connected God. To your soul, and I am a very good internet Googler.
Have you talked to my mommy?
Not yet.
Talk to my mommy.
That took forever. It took forever. Cut a little squares out of tape and put them all over my drum set. It was just to make it checkered.
It wasn't just like the bass drum cover. It was the whole
damn thing. Then painted over it, and then let it dry for like a week, and then pulled off the tape, and it was checker. Checkered. This is the DIY way that you had to do things back in the day, including recording your music.
Mm.
4 hour ska hour. Stuff isn't going to sound as good as it does now because it's older. The stuff playing is like from 94, 95. There's going to be some more Sublime. That was my bad. I shouldn't have played that one there, but whatever. You'll get more Sublime.
Hey, you know, I'm sure we'll survive with more.
Especially because of the couple songs that I picked. It's not something that most people have heard. I think it's like a good deep dive into some of their other stuff, including a song that they did with No Doubt that nobody knows about. That's where we're going to kick off Ska Friday.
Who? Those Bradley days, yeah?
Yeah, the Bradley days.
The Bradley days.
Back in the day days. When he was still around.
Kicking.
No Doubt did a song with Sublime, and it's awesome. Mm. It's awesome. And we will get into that. That'll be, again, the first song that we kick off the Ska Friday hour with, but I'd like to thank user Tattooed Dolly on Twitter for just coming up with this whole idea.
Oh.
She goes, Ska Friday, Real Big Fish is going to be in town. And I was like, you know what?
Way to go, Dolly.
I do like taking the playlist and screwing with it a little bit on Friday mornings.
Yeah.
So.
Little artistic creativity direction.
I'm actually really excited to see, Stacey, to test you if you know some of these bands.
If it's real obscure, I never got like deep into ska, but I was always... I was a fan.
You surface level, because these are like,
like maybe like top soil okay. level.
What's top? What's top surface level for ska?
Like Real Big Fish,
No Doubt,
Less Than Jake,
Sublime.
Okay.
Then you've got a secondary level, but then you've got the bands that created it too. Mm-hmm, we're going back with at least one song from the '80s too.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ska Friday. It all starts at 7 o'clock coming up.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
I definitely was a ska kid.
Oh,
we
yeah.
know this.
We know.
I was in a ska band.
A skid?
No. Do you know what the kind of dancing to ska music is called?
I do.
No.
What's it called?
Skanking.
That's right, skanking. That's it. That's it. You can hashtag skank.
In the 70s, 80s, weren't they called rude boys?
Yes.
Oh!
That even carried into the 90s, and yeah, you'd see like cute little rude boys with their glasses and their like 50s haircut and their jean jacket and say rude boy.
I was
in love with some rude boys
for
too.
Sure.
I should have realized that I was actually really into the rude girls, but you know, whatever. So, thanks to, well, in honor of Real Big Fish coming tonight at Uptown Theater, someone on Twitter, one of the Buzz family, suggested, why not do an hour of ska music? So, this is my forte.
That's what we're doing.
That's right. So, again, this music, we're talking stuff from, like, 92, maybe a little bit earlier, because there's going to be, like, an 80s song in there, like, one of the ones that started ska. So, not going to be the best sounding, like, recording-wise hour, because music, it was harder back then.
Did you get this from an 8-track?
No. Well, they may have recorded it on an 8-track. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Like, legitimately, you have, what, 40 horn players and one guitar player, one bass player, a drummer, some background singers, lots of people in one room. There's
you
no way.
The hype man?
Yes, that's true.
Your
the dancers,
man?
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, literally just had dancers.
Yeah.
So, first thing that I want to play is something that I dusted off. This is No Doubt featuring Sublime.
Oh.
They did the whole Southern California ska thing in the 90s. No Doubt's been around since like 1989 or even earlier than that.
Wow.
And it took a while for them to get really big. This is from their album right before they got really big, Tragic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But not too many people know that No Doubt and Sublime did a song together.
They've done a couple.
They've done a couple, but this was like their big one.
Oh, okay.
Their big one. It's called Total Hate 95 for Ska Friday.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
my God.
No Doubt, featuring Sublime, Total Hate 95.
Oh, I love it.
That's when that song was recorded, 1995.
Woo!
One of the only ones that No Doubt and Sublime did before Bradley Knowles' unfortunate passing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to keep going with Ska Friday. You can't do Ska Friday. There weren't horns in this band, but you can't do Ska Friday without Rancid.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and Friends.
I know there's no horns in there, but you cannot play a Ska Hour without Rancid.
Yeah.
You
at
can't.
Least. At least some version of Rancid.
Absolutely.
Some Tim Armstrong's action.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're getting texts in already from people telling us about some bands, some Ska bands, now that we've kind of kicked up the dust on this.
Yes.
I love it's been like 20 years since the end of the last revival of Ska music.
Oh.
Oh, man.
It makes us feel so old.
Yeah.
A lot think there'll of the, be a fourth one?
Probably. I love the idea of like these kids right now that are learning guitar and maybe went to 311 on Wednesday and just kind of the Dirty Heads and kind of heard like the upstrokes on the guitar. And they're like, all right, cool. That sounds really good. Because, I mean, that music, it sounds easy because you're just going like up, up, up with stuff. But like the bass players are always really good in those bands. They fill in the space in between the guitar upstrokes. And I don't know, just love it. Love it so much. Mm. Well. Keep texting us in what you think some bands are for Ska Friday. We'll see if we can do some requests. But not a lot of women. Not a lot of women on this playlist. Normally, there are a lot of women on my playlist. Normally, that's just kind of all women. But this one, a cover from a band that was in... this band was in one of the greatest 90s movies of all time.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, no.
Is it 10 Things I Hate About
You?
You
know it, girl.
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Save Ferris.
So
many good original songs, too. I hate that that was the cover, but that's a popular one, so I had to play it. Come on, Eileen. It's Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5. The Buzz doing Ska Friday from now till 8 o'clock. All Ska music, which I'm so into because I used to be into this so much. I knew way too much.
This is seriously, like, probably one of my favorite music days.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What about every single day? So there were different waves of ska music. There was the original wave, then it came back a second time mixed with punk a little bit, and then this third wave, which started in the 80s and really kicked it up into gear in the mid to late 90s. I would definitely say that No Doubt is one of the bands that took it mainstream. No Doubt and Sublime.
For sure.
Like, really. And the song that inspired No Doubt to become a band, coming up right after this.
Ooh.
Yeah, 6 minutes. You'll find out what it is.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
It's so great to see and hear and go back to the bands that influence the bands that you like now, you know?
Yeah.
You go back and back and back, and it's really cool. So that was Madness, Our House, or Our House.
Air.
Came out in 1982, so it was part of the end of the beginning of the third revival that ends, like, 20 years later. But that's not the oldest song that inspired No Doubt to get together. And while we're doing Ska Friday, we've got to shout out to the people and the bands that really inspired some of the groups that we play every single day here on The Buzz.
Right.
And so let's do English Beat, Mirror in the Bathroom, 1980.
Jordan Silver and Friends. She swears to God it's a back massager.
Oh my God, I can't watch you dance like that. It's Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz, doing Ska Friday. Real big fish in town tonight. And, you know, it's summer. This is the warm summer music that you listen to.
Yes, it is.
While you're...
on the pool drinking a margarita or a Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So, we're going back in history, and we're going back one more time, because if I did not play this next one, you should be able to fire me, honestly. You cannot play Ska without this song.
This band... just in general.
Yeah, so many texts in to play this band, and obviously we were going to. This was, again, remember that this is back in the day where recordings didn't sound that great.
Right.
Did not sound that great, so give this one a little bit
It's no Taylor Swift, right?
It's, nothing is. but this is, you're literally going to listen to history with this one, because this song inspired and this band inspired, like, every single person after them that ever did the upstrokes on the guitar. It's The Specials with A Message to You, Rudy.
Thank you.
if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Literally just listen to 2 minutes and 48 seconds of history.
I didn't want it to end.
I know. Your dancing is just...
Is it good or just awful?
It's awful. From 1979, that was the specials with a message to you, Rudy. We're doing Ska Friday. I'm ignoring the question from Stacey Moody.
As you should.
And obviously we're going to play No Doubt.
Obviously.
I know we kind of already played them a little bit. I don't care. This is No Doubt. This is No Doubt. But I don't want to play Just a Girl.
Right. I mean, yeah.
I love Sunday Morning. That's my favorite No Doubt song ever. But I wanted to like dig a little bit deeper. So from Return of Saturn.
Oh.
Had to load this one in the system. Wasn't even in the system.
What?
Bathwater. You remember this one?
I do. Oh, yeah.
Ska Friday. We're going to post the playlist by 9 a.m. on 965 The Buzz on our Instagram.
Her biggest turn on? Estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5 The Buzz.
I will tell you, I saw Gwen Stefani's residency last summer, and it was like seeing No Doubt. She does all the hits. If you never got to see them when they were touring originally and when they were a band, even the other revival that happened in 2007, if you never got to see them, it is just as good. And believe me, I love nothing more than just the original. Don't screw with me. Just give me the original. I don't want the remix. Just give me the damn original, right? But if you want to spend some money, go to Vegas, which is always a cheap flight, and see Gwen Stefani. She jumps around for 3 hours. The audience got tired. We sat down.
Mm-hmm.
We sat down to rest while she's jumping around to like It's My Life and all these other songs, running, all these slow songs that like don't even have jumping parts. She's just like cardio queen. So we are doing Ska Friday, taking over the 7 o'clock hour with songs that are from this genre. And this is the band that inspired this whole entire hour, which again, member of the Buzz family suggested this off of Twitter because it fit with the day.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, that's a really good idea. So if you ever have anything, hit us up on Twitter and maybe we'll dedicate a whole hour to your idea.
Deer Hunter.
Not that
one. Real big fish would take on me.
No daddy issues here, but mommy issues like, whoa. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Wow. Stacey Moody. Cannot hit that note.
I cannot at all, but I tried.
That's okay. That band is so good. So good.
So much fun.
Yes, and they're playing tonight at the Uptown Theater.
They are.
If you want to go.
It's going to be so hot in there.
Skank the night away.
Skanking the night away. Yeah.
That's your dancer name.
Skanking the night away. Okay, that's fine. I can do with that.
I know you can.
Stacey Moody, professional skanker.
Professional skank. Okay.
Professional skanker.
It's Ska Friday. We're taking over the 7 o'clock hour with Ska Music. What I love about this is every song is 2.5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
So therefore, we can fit way more music in here because every song is 2.5 minutes. This band, huge in New England.
Massive.
Super huge. I've seen them a couple times, and their song, the impression that I get, is on every alternative radio station as far as a staple. And that's a great song. I love that song. We've heard that song a lot, so... taking it a little bit off of the playlist, off of the normal playlist.
Off the beaten path.
That's right. This one is called Royal Oil. Mighty, mighty Boss Stones.
Why does it smell like a cat box in here? Oh, because it's Jordan Silver and Friends.
God, Jordan, can I? All right. I am so, so happy this morning. I was dragging, like seriously, like I was like, I don't know if I even want to go in today. And then I came in, I forgot it was Ska Friday just because this morning sucked. This has been probably the best day in here.
Oh, you're dancing around.
I have not sat for an hour.
That's true, everybody.
I cannot stop moving.
She's going to fall asleep at the 8 o'clock hour.
I promise. Oh, yeah.
A little nap, a little puddle of Stacey Moody in the corner.
Yeah.
Mighty Mighty Boston's, those guys paid two dudes to dance on stage. For their shows.
God, how do I do? Is there an application process?
I imagine it's quite the cardio workout.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? Like the 2 hour set.
I'm sweating already and I've just been like swaying.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll just leave it up to the professional dancers, the professional skankers.
Skankers.
Now, while before you were dancing so much,
right.
You found some information out about Goldfinger that I need to check out before you tell everybody on air.
If Wikipedia.
Okay.
It's Wikipedia.
That's why I'm going to go check it out before we get into Goldfinger coming up in 6 minutes.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
I interviewed the lead singer of that band once.
Yeah?
And I was so excited. So excited because I loved Goldfinger. I used to listen to No Hang Ups. Or Hang Ups. I don't remember what the...
Hang Ups.
It was just called Hang Ups. Yeah. Used to listen to that on the way to the bus with my CD player.
Oh,
you know, just
yes!
Like in the bus. I'd be like listening to Superman and all the other songs that are on that great album. So yes. I was really excited to finally interview him. And when I did, he asked me if I was a vegetarian or a vegan because he's hardcore.
Oh, God, yes. And oh, my God, yes.
When I told him no...
Did he throat punch you?
Interview went south very fast, and it was pretty heartbreaking, but...
He is hard hardcore. Into that. Like... Yeah. Oh, my God.
Does not eat
And has
animals.
Been for decades.
Yeah. If I remember anything from that interview besides how I felt was that the movie Babe was the reason that he stopped eating meat after watching the movie Babe. But you found some information about Goldfinger.
I did. And I'm very... So, I've been over here on Spotify, like, you know,
gross.
Going back...
Apple Music.
Spotify.
Ugh, it's
and
like an Android.
I went to Goldfinger's Spotify page, and I saw a familiar face. And I was like... I know that guy. Mike Herrera from MXPX is in the freaking band.
Yeah. Now.
Since 2016.
I went to the official website and he is in all the photos.
What?
I know. I didn't know Mike Herrera from MXPX was in Goldfinger.
What an amazing collaboration.
He was also on an episode of like that show with the flippers.
No.
It was with that really cute couple.
Jack and Diane one. No, it's not Jack and Diane.
No, it's the couple that is super cute.
The people
Joe
and... Joe and the Gaines.
Yes, those
there
guys.
There it is.
There. An episode of that. Okay.
I saw that episode.
Okay, we only have a little bit time left. And this band, this song hit number 32 on the Billboard charts in 1997. Mm. It's a perfect song to think about Kansas City 2, Buck 09, My Town.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5, The Buzz.
Ska Friday. Got a couple more songs left. Trying to fit it in a little bit of time. It's like me trying to get on my pants and stuff. But anyway, so.
Where's it in?
That's always what happens. So this next band, back in the day, you used to be able to tell if someone was a poser or if they were real, like a real fan of the music, by if they knew this band.
Absolutely.
So do you know this band?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. All
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. You actually have more cred in my heart now. Because of this.
Thanks. I have a point now?
What's this?
Do you know Operation Ivy?
Yeah, that was
Nope.
Chris, Sound System.
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
Yeah. That's how you end a song. Operation Ivy with Sound System. God, that was like from 89 or something like that.
Oh, God.
Almost a double album worth of music. 21 songs on that album. Oh, and the whole album was like 15 minutes. That's how you It was. Yeah. That's Operation Ivy. If you
Want it's like punk songs.
True.
They're like 13 seconds long.
Yeah. Verse, chorus, end. That's basically it. If you want some cred, if you want to really dig into a band that possibly you haven't heard before, it really helped shape a lot of those ska punk music and a lot of bands. Operation Ivy.
Yep.
Dig into Operation Ivy. Again, the sound is like, it wasn't recorded that well, but it was recorded.
But it's good.
Lo-fi as hell. Exactly.
Sometimes some of the best is lo-fi.
That's right. That's right, Stacey Moody. Mm-hmm. So we've come to our last song, unfortunately, for Ska Friday.
What a good one to end on, though.
Holy crap. I know. It's like, I'm going to do a sing-along here.
I've been waiting for this one.
It's not, this is one of those ones that if you were really into ska, you knew the band.
Yeah.
But if not, it's also a really good sing-along.
Oh, my God.
When I posted on Instagram asking people for, asking the Buzz family for suggestions of bands to play and songs to play, this one came up and I was like, I forgot about this one. So good.
I'm a little disappointed in that.
But I remembered it because
right.
of the Buzz family.
You brought it up, though, so we're good.
We're going to put the whole playlist up on our Instagram by 9 o'clock for Ska Friday. And we'll get back into the regular music coming up right after this, but...
I believe Dustin was 1 year old when this song came out.
When they come for me... I'll be sitting at my desk
with a gun
in my hand, wearing a bulletproof vest, singing,
I don't know,
my, how the time goes by.
Gosh, I'm
when you know you're going to die by the end of the night. The lyrics are really, damn.
Yeah.
Catch 22 from 1998, Keasbey Knights.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and Friends, check. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Okay, I'm going to do this a little differently. I got some stories for you. So a woman in Florida was arrested for posting a video letting her daughter lick a tongue depressor at a doctor's office and put it back.
This needs to stop now.
Why are we licking stuff?
And putting it on the internet.
Dumb.
Stupid people.
Stupid Florida idiot.
Okay, so yesterday morning, that nasty smell.
Yeah.
Nasty smell at 9 a.m. Well, it was on 670 headed west, south of downtown, a semi-truck spilled pig intestines across the highway. That nasty smell, you guys, was pig intestines. And it was shut down for about 3 hours while they cleaned it.
Apparently it smelled real bad, as you can imagine.
It smelled so bad.
I can vouch what death smells like in the heating sun. It was probably rancid.
Okay. In Virginia, I'll just move on. I'll move on from that. In Virginia, Lil Wayne was on stage. He's doing that joint tour with Blink-182. Yeah. He says, this might be my last day of the tour. So he may
be
quitting.
Did it just start?
Yeah, it just started. He may be quitting. Stacey, I asked you to figure out why.
I failed you.
Oh, my God.
Stacey, it's because he was not used to this small of a crowd.
Oh, what? I'm glad I didn't find that. I'm going to throw my computer against the wall.
Wait, is that really the answer?
Yeah.
Oh, Chris wins the MVP ball.
Dick.
Not used to that small of a crowd. Well, Providence in September, when they come here, that won't be a small crowd. It never is.
It shouldn't be, but hopefully he's there. Cause there's that one song with Travis Barker that I want to listen to.
Screw him.
I wonder if people would get their tickets refunded if...
Ooh, I got my ticket specifically for Lil Wayne.
Specifically.
All right. Some drivers totally scored a few days ago at a toll booth machine south of Wichita, which instead of accepting coins, was spitting them out at drivers.
Ooh. Like chucking them at their face?
Maybe. Like
making it hail.
That would be hilarious. You thought you're going to go drop in your 75 cents and you just get chucked in the face with 4 quarters.
I wouldn't mind.
That.
Yeah, quarters, they're hard to come by.
Right?
Also, best part of the story is that it was at an exit for a casino.
Nice.
Perfect. Probably a PR move.
Exactly. Yeah. We're really making the Florida news kind of seem...
There's more Florida news?
Subpar. No, it's like Kansas and Missouri news this week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just quarters getting chucked at your face. No one's licking the
pig
quarters.
Pig intestines all over the ground. The guy who farted, and that's how the cops found him. The person that brought the gun to...
KC on the map.
The DMV because the, quote, line was too long.
Like, really, you're right.
We're
we're getting there.
It's the heat, right?
It's the heat.
It is.
The heat's making everybody crazy.
And Mercury's retrograde.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
All right. A woman in Turkey was arrested for hopping on the airport baggage conveyor.
Oh, more blonde jokes,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. She jumped on that thinking that was what was going to take her to the plane.
That was a little shortcut.
Yeah. I mean,
technically, it is a shortcut, but not for humans because you'll probably be splattered as you get chucked into the back of the airplane. Or something like that.
That's how I feel like people do throw your bags
and stuff. I was going to say, does it just catapult?
That's it. That's
use a trebuchet.
Okay, you guys, remember yesterday when we talked about that Dairy Queen screwing up the Moana?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cake? Well, and instead they made one that was a a marijuana cake with a little My Little Pony smoking a J and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the woman that did that cake was fired.
What?
Why?
She didn't do well.
I know, and her whole quote is, this story isn't funny to me.
Oh, poor girl.
But.
Oh, okay.
They're good news?
No. This mistaken cake thing happened again. For at least in our news, the third time. Okay? So this dad ordered a cake for his 2-year-old daughter, whose name is Liz.
Oh, God.
And I guess her nickname is Lizard. Lizard. I don't know why, but that's a cute little nickname,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Little girl.
So, so he said, can you put happy birthday, Lizard, on the cake.
Okay, not sure how they can screw this up.
It's the best. If you Google the photo of this, it's so funny. It's a picture of a little girl looking down at her cake. And she's got like her fist angry, like that Arthur meme.
Yeah.
And on the cake, it just says, happy birthday, loser.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.